A further problem is that setting day-to-day limits is a local matter. So not only do they rarely take long-term risk into account, they also vary from place to place. In Britain's index, a concentration of NO2 up to 5 times the WHO's annual average limit counts as low. America is more conservative. It draws the line at 2.5 times the WHO limit. Worse, in some cases, there is no pretense of objectivity. The website of Belgium's Belatmo Index, for example, warns that this is a qualitative representation of air quality that has little scientific meaning. Cities also vary in the way they present pollution data. Most do so on a scale of 10 or 100, which is then segmented into 4 to 6 bands, labelled low, moderate and so on. Some places draw the line between low and moderate at the level at which pollution starts to cause immediate health effects, reserving the red band for smog that severely affects most people. Others divide the scale into equal chunks, each representing the same additional daily risk of dying or being admitted to hospital because of pollution. Official indices also fail to capture patterns of variation within a day. These can be important, and people might be able to modify their behaviour if they understood them. Our analysis suggests, for example, that Parisians who head out for work at 9 a.m. and return at 6 p.m. could reduce their average daily commuting intake of NO2 by 16% by travelling both ways an hour earlier. Going 2 hours earlier would cut the intake by 28%. Weekly cycles also exist. Parents in Brussels and Paris might be wise to schedule their children's indoor activities, such as swimming lessons, on Saturdays, and outdoor stuff like football practice on Sundays. That is because during daytime hours, the concentration of NO2 in those cities was on average about 20% lower on Sundays. In Amsterdam, it was 16% lower. In all three places, fine particle pollution also fell on Sundays, as did ozone in the summer months. The best pollution advice of all to people in these cities, though, is move to America. In New York, levels of NO2 were 20% below the WHO limit, and that is pretty typical of places in the United States, where diesels are less common than in Europe. As the inscription under the Statue of Liberty has it, "Give me your huddled masses, yearning to breathe free."